Welcome to the ISPNIC Hot Topics Podcast, brought to you by ISPNIC. Each episode will host a short interview with key opinion leaders in PICU or NICU and other fields of medicine. Keep listening to find out more about this episode's host, guest, and featured hot topic.
My name is Daniele De Luca. I'm the medical president of the European Society for Pediatric and Neonatal Intensive Care from Paris, from Paris Saclay University, and I will be the host for this episode. During today's podcast, I have a pleasure to be speaking with Associate Professor Lloyd Took from South Africa, my good friend. And please, Lloyd, can you introduce yourself?
Thank you so much, Daniel. My name is Lloyd Took. I'm working in Cape Town, associated with the University of Cape Town, and I'm a neonatologist. I've also been very involved with neonatal training of some of my African colleagues. They come and train with us and go back to their home countries.
Thank you, Lloyd. And you know, I think that our members are very much interested about that. South Africa is a huge and beautiful country with some peculiarities indeed, but also some similarities with the EU. We would like to know more for sure about the organization of PQ and NICU care over there. I've been visiting quite some time and it's very much complex. So if you can start saying something about how it works over there in South Africa, and then we'll expand to other countries as well.
Yeah, sure. So South Africa is a very complex country with a complex history. And we have the greatest disparity of wealth in the world. So we have very, very rich, fancy places and very, very poor places where people live in tin shacks. And this disparity is also showing up in our healthcare. So we have a private healthcare, which is very well resourced, and a government healthcare, which is less well resourced, although it cares for more than 80% of the population. We have a mixture of the high-income country and the low-income country coming together in our healthcare. And that does, as you say, result in some peculiarities and some real chances for research in, because we see things and that in other parts of the world you may not actually see.
Yeah, that's a very interesting thing because I guess that there may be many opportunities to collaborate together, both from the research point of view, because as you said, you see situations, you see patients and diseases that we do not see anymore, and the other way around also to help you guys. What do you think? Can you tell us something about these opportunities?
The one thing that we see a lot of here, which probably in Europe you don't, is a lot more infectious disease. So we have HIV in my NICU, even now, approximately 25 to 30% of the mothers are HIV infected. And I remember being a registrar where we didn't have ALBs and we just had child after child dying of what we call PCP in those days. So along with HIV comes TB, syphilis, and other such infectious diseases. And then the further north you go, malaria, and that sort of problem as well. We also have diseases of poverty, malnutrition, kwashiorkor, and other diseases of poverty.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And it's probably also the greatest opportunity for us to learn about them, because as you said, we don't see that anymore. So our fellows, our residents are absolutely untrained for this type of disorders. What about the other African countries? You know, for us, it's like a big continent, but you know much better than me. And there would be huge and striking differences between the countries, right?
Yeah, that's very true. So, as you know, all low middle income countries are not a homogenous group. There's a lot of difference between the countries and even within the countries. However, the ones that are tend to be classified as low income countries have major challenges. Just thinking of neonatal care, I don't know if you're aware that over 95% of all deaths in neonates takes place in LMICs. And 2/3 of these are in sub-Saharan Africa and Southern Asia. We published a paper last year looking at resources in Africa. How many neonatologists do you have in your department there?
Like around 30.
Okay. In the Africa, there are 54 countries, and we surveyed 50 of them. 29 countries either had no neonatologists at all or less than 5 neonatologists in their whole country. So that's just an example of how few resources there are of doctors. When it looks at equipment, 2/3 of countries had zero surfactant in the whole country, and 1/3 didn't even have CPAP. So things we take so much for granted is very rare in large parts of my continent. And then the last one I'm going to mention is just consumables. So we take it so for granted that when you go into a NICU, you're going to wash your hands with soap and you're going to dry your hands afterwards. one of my colleagues who works in another country says he sometimes has soap, he sometimes has water, and he sometimes has towels, but very seldom all on the same day. And you can imagine what a challenge it is looking after babies when you can't even wash your hands.
Yeah, I can only imagine. What about the PQ care? I mean, there are some problems with the transition when a baby needs intensive care beyond the first months of life. How is PQ organized over there? If there is any. In some countries, I think there won't be any either.
Yeah, so PQ here in Cape Town is, we've got the famous Red Cross Hospital, excellent PQ, quite a lot of beds, but most other places don't have anywhere near as good a resource. One of the challenges in developing countries is that children maybe present later, but transport to the PICUs is unreliable. So the patients are often sicker when they get to the PICUs. And so it's harder to actually save them. And as you know, things that work in high-income countries don't always work in the low-income countries, which is, again, a research opportunity.
Yeah, well, I see some of these problems are also visible in Europe, although a different level. But if I would ask you, what is the more urgent things? Is there some particular type of drug that is lacking, or a different organization, or some sort of training that is absolutely needed? What is the most important thing that you would like to achieve and to realize right now?
If I look at the rest of Africa rather than South Africa in itself, I think the way that people can help is, it's hard to help, isn't it? It's hard to make a change. And the main way people can help is to form partnerships. So you find someone you can trust, someone who's good, someone who's got some drive, and you form a partnership. And it's going to be an equal partnership from each side. And I don't know if I can give you some examples of that. For example, in Ethiopia, the Vermont Oxford Network has teamed up with Ethiopian doctors, and they're doing amazing work in collecting data and improving quality of care. Just thinking of our own organization, we're taking these pediatricians from other parts of Africa, we're training them as neonatologists, and they're all going back to their home countries, and they're all making big changes there. So it's all about partnership, it's about trust, and not just donating money or a ventilator or equipment, because that never works. It just lands up lying in an equipment graveyard.
Yeah, I also think that the personal relationship and this type of trust and friendship, which must be bidirectional, is the most important thing. You know, ESPNIC has a special category dedicated to the international membership. So we actually have some South African friends that are ESPNIC members. What do you think we could do as a society? And what do you think we can eventually achieve to collaborate with you guys, in particular as ESPNIC?
I think that there's a new, certainly from the neonatal side, again, I'm not an expert about in pediatric intensive care. I can put you in contact with people if you want me to. But from the neonatal side, we have a newish, it's about 2 years old, African Neonatal Association. And that ANA has got a real drive, and it's actually making a big difference. So if you want to connect with them and make a partnership with them, that would be a good organization to actually speak with.
Yeah, we'll be looking about that. And I can tell you as an ESPNIC president, I would be delighted to do that. We have partnership with other societies. We're more than happy to have with you guys and work together as we are doing on several projects already, including the Lancet Commission for the Future of Neonatology. So thank you very much, Lloyd. And thank you, everyone, for having listened to us. Keep tuned for the new and other ESPNIC podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you.